The National Party says the Reserve Bank's plan to pour $28 billion into the financial system needs to be rethought. The opposition finance spokesperson Andrew Bailey has argued that the money will likely add fire to an already screaming hot property market, and that ultimately the winners will be property investors. But the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says that the government is bound by convention not to meddle in the affairs of the Reserve Bank. And business leaders, Business New Zealand also wants the government to keep out. Its chief executive, Kirk Hope, says limiting lending on property could hamper smaller companies' attempts to grow.
If you're borrowing against a house for a small business because you want a reduced interest rate, if you have additional complex rules, that isn't going to help people who really need or and want to borrow money to grow their business to be able to do that. So I think actually the best thing is to enable the banks to make those decisions, because they are the businesses that are best placed to determine the risks.
That's Business New Zealand's Kirk Hope. National leader Judith Collins is with us now. Pleasure to have you here. Right, let's get to it. So, apart from setting a mandate, which governments do with the central bank when they come into government, they generally stay out of the affairs of the Reserve Bank. It's meant to be separate. That has been the convention for about 30 years. Why is National delving into this territory now?
Well, because we're in extraordinary times, and we've seen this also occurring in Australia and the UK, we're in a situation where the housing market is continuing to see massive growth in prices without more housing being built. And we've got a very sad situation with, since March, 8.7 billion dollars extra has gone into the housing market without any real effect in terms of numbers of houses, but at the same time $6.1 billion less has gone into the business.
But the argument here is that it has worked, because yes, there is the effect on the housing market, but the primary focus has been to reduce interest rates, and this current plan of the $28 billion is just another way of doing that. And that has meant that unemployment has remained pretty low compared to where people thought it was going to be, and the economy has not tanked.
Yet. And it's very important to also consider that New Zealand has not had the full effect of some of the fiscal concerns and monetary concerns that, for instance, the IMF has about the New Zealand economy. And we've got this massive amount of created money out there in the banking system, all going to push up housing prices. I'm not sure I would consider that necessarily working, but it's certainly going to work for people who already have homes, but certainly not.
Okay, but the point is that the central bank has a job to do, which is to keep inflation at its target range. It's worried about deflation at the moment. It needs to stimulate the economy because of that, and primarily because of unemployment. Now, it's argues that it's politicians' job to deal with housing, and you can argue, and some do, that it has been a series of failures by a number of governments that have caused this problem, not the Reserve Bank.
Well, I think it's very important to remember that I've certainly never seen this amount of money being instantly created by credit transfers into the trading banks, and no controls at all on what those banks are doing with it when it comes to putting money into the productive sector. Our economy can simply not just sustain itself if it's just going to continue to have enormous amounts of money put into increasing house prices and yet businesses failing because they can't get access to capital. I think this is actually a very dangerous situation, and the UK and Australian governments have also felt that. And it's simply not appropriate for the government just to cross its fingers and hope everything's going to be fine when it's quite clearly still a massive lack of supply in housing.
But is it appropriate for
Can't get funding from the banks to build new houses.
Is it appropriate for a government, and an opposition in this case, to be suggesting that you're basically saying how the banks can use the money that's being lent to them by or they're accessing via the Reserve Bank? Those decisions have to be made on their merits, don't they?
Well, it is entirely appropriate for us to suggest that the Reserve Bank could consider how the trading banks can use it, because it's not, this money is being created. It is being used there to supposedly to keep up, you know, keep the economy going. But if the economy is nothing more than increased housing prices without increased supply of houses and increase to the productive sector, I say that's actually quite a recipe for disaster. So, yeah, I think it is our job to question, and it is the government's job to do better than just cross their fingers and hope it's all good.
That's quite a big break with convention, because governments have stayed out of this when it comes to the operations of the Reserve Bank. Do you accept that that is, you're crossing a line here?
Well, not really. Not when you consider that the government itself in 2018 changed the mandate of the Reserve Bank to include employment in its jurisdiction. But also, it's not much different from what we're saying, is not much different from what Grant Robertson's previously said as well in August. I think it is important that we also understand we're in unprecedented times when it comes to the Reserve Bank's increase of funding or creation of money and putting it into the trading banks. I would have thought this is a serious issue that does need to at least be considered.
Well, okay. Could I ask you also about Chris Liddell and his the US nomination for the OECD job? Why is Chris Liddell going to work in New Zealand's interests?
Well, he's going to work more in New Zealand's interests than anybody else who will be up for that job. I think it's also important to remember that before Chris Liddell went to work in President Trump's White House, he was a very experienced and well-regarded business person from New Zealand, but also in New Zealand as well as in the US. It is important to remember that.
And so, well, I mean, there's no question that you're absolutely right. He is a distinguished businessman, but he's part of an administration that has actively undermined the WTO, for example. He's no fan of multilateral trade deals, and the big ones, obviously, the TPP, these sort of things. Numerous global organisations, in fact, the Trump administration has actively campaigned against. That is against New Zealand's interest, isn't it?
Well, you could also say that Jacinda Ardern and David Parker actively campaigned against the TPP as well.
Well, they changed. They signed it, didn't they, in the end?
And in the end, ended up signing it. So I'd say that the fact is that it wasn't Mr. Liddell's administration. He was working for it.
Well, I don't know if you saw Jack Tame's interview with Mr. Liddell on the weekend. It's very clear from what he was saying. He doesn't think highly of the WTO, which is crucial for a country like New Zealand to have disputes sorted. You've got the US blocking appeal judges and stymieing the whole process.
I'm sure that you'll find that when he's in that job, should he be fortunate enough to get it, he will be looking to the whole of the situation, particularly for New Zealand. I would say this too, is that over the years, the National Party has always supported New Zealanders when they're going for these jobs, whether they have been free traders or not, and that's because New Zealanders are always going to look to our interests first, and would much rather see that than someone whose allegiance is not to New Zealand and never has been. But also, Mr. Liddell is a highly intelligent, very experienced businessman. I think ultimately, if he were to get that job, he would be able to look at it from New Zealand's point of view.
National Party leader, thank you very much. Judith Collins, thank you very much for that.